she is willing to take jobs way below her skill level, but needs to be pushed to apply for jobs she's qualified for. You wouldn't want to ask the same clarifying, life-changing questions of these clients, would you? Well, of course not. They may have the same situation, but have lived very different lives and should be treated as such. Cindy and Betty are individuals and deserve personalized coaching. You should always be aware of what makes your client who they are and ask plenty of probing questions to your client's comfort level to help you get to know them. It may be incredibly tempting to create one standard way to treat clients with problems, but it's important to always leave room for customization. This ensures that you won't miss anything which might be a root cause of your client's problems, and distress will bring you to the next level of life coaching. There's nothing that nourishes a person's soul like being seen for who they truly are. So many people in life wear a mask at all times, with nobody in their lives knowing or caring what makes them as an individual tick. When you stop to get to know your clients and really see them as a person, you are giving them a validation and a sense of worth that can't be replicated. Think about the last time somebody asked if you were okay without being prompted, or complimented you on something you are proud of, which few people notice. That glow of recognition and the feeling that you are worth truly seeing and getting to know will be the key to gaining your clients' trust and helping them live the lives you know they are capable of. They'll be living these lives, and you will be the one to thank for all of it. When asking these personalized and thoughtful questions, it is far better to stick to open-ended questions than flat yes or no questions. While yes or no questions may have their time and place, great open-ended questions will invite a discussion and could lead to the conversations your clients truly need to have. When you combine personalization with inviting, open-ended questions, you are giving your clients the key to unlocking their subconscious and facing their demons. As an example, if your client comes to you and is incredibly depressed, you could ask them, "Are you feeling upset today?" And they would say yes. From here, you could go one of two directions. You could start talking about what you think is causing them to be depressed, or you can ask them and truly listen. Asking a follow-up question like, "What happened that made you feel like this?" or "Would you elaborate on what's causing this feeling?" will show that you truly care about getting to the bottom of the issue. Chapter 2: Getting to the root of your client's problem. Just like how behind every great man there's a great woman, behind every problem your client has, there's a bigger problem driving the issue. You will know from your own personal life that problems can be like dominoes. One small thing goes wrong, and it can cascade into a whole mess of other problems that might seem unrelated, but are actually caused by that root cause. You've probably experienced this in your personal life, where a flat tire makes you late to work, which is stressful and causes you to forget a deadline, and then a product isn't shipped out on time. Root causes can snowball quickly into immediate issues. Another way of looking at this principle is by looking at the construction of a house. If an architect's math is just slightly off, the house could not be level, leading to a badly constructed roof that eventually causes mold, which gives the owner of the house a disease. The immediate problem that the person in this example is experiencing is the illness, but the ultimate cause of the issue is the math the architect did. Understanding what really causes problems is a life coach's best chance to keep them from happening to clients again. A factory manager at the Toyota factory discovered this same principle and decided to invent a technique to deal with it. He was tired of the same problems being repeated even when corrections were made, and reached the logical conclusion that the issue must be a deeper issue that isn't corrected. This man eventually invented a process called the 5 Whys, which allows anyone to get to the real crux of a matter simply by asking questions. How one uses the 5 Whys is a pretty simple and powerful concept. You take a problem and ask why 5 times until you figure out what is truly causing the issue.